Shalom to all. Today's off is Chol Nef Ayin Hey. We're starting right at the top line, the last two words, the words Montana. And today's off sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Tzara Basi Biaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara just brought a brass regarding Ben Pakua. It came out of the mother alive, was walking around doing its thing, and it walked through water. It now becomes Mokshel Kabel Toma, and then if it goes into the Beis HaKvaris, it becomes Tameh. So the Gemara asks, Montana over Banar Hochsher, Halcha Beis HaKvaris Nitmo. Who's the town of this brass saw that if it went through the river, it becomes Mokshel Kabel Toma. Now that goes into the Beis HaKvaris, it becomes Tameh. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. This Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. The town you have brass, Rishim and Olazar, Omer, Mishum Yisai Glilihi. The din of Ben Pakua is the metame Thomas Eichlin. It could become tame with Thomas Eichlin if something tame touches it. It becomes tame because it's considered food. But tzar hechsher and also requires hechsher lekabel toma. It has to be made susceptible to kabel toma, and that's because even though it's alive and it's walking around, since it doesn't require shechita, Rabbi Yisai Glilihi views it as just a regular piece of meat that requires hechsher lekabel toma and could become tame. And the real gears of the brayso is Rabbi says ain't a metame Thomas Eichlin. It's not metame Thomas Eichlin b'nei shuchai because it's alive, so it's not considered food. And v'chol shuchai and metame Thomas Eichlin, something that's alive can become tame with Thomas Eichlin. Says the Gemara of Azar Reichon Tameh Reichon Zashita. So the Amar Reichon says Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Beishamai Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Beishamai say the same thing. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Had Amran. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. That's what we just said. That something, even if it's alive, since it doesn't require shechita, it's considered food as Metame Thomas Eichlin. Where we see it's another situation. Beishamai. What's his case? That now we have a Mishnah. Dogim fish Meimasam Mekabel Toma. From when do they become Toma? Meaning when is a fish considered food that now can be Mekabel Toma? So Beishamai says Mishiatsudu already from when they're trapped, even though they're still alive, since when they're trapped already, the fisherman's holding the fish, there's nothing the fish could do, and since fish don't require shechita, so already then, they're considered food, and they can mekabel tomas eichlin, even though they're alive. So we see the Beis Shammai and Rabbi Yisai Glilihi hold the same thing. We just continue bringing this Mishnah. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says that no mishia musu, the fish has to die in order to mekabel toma, which Rabbi Kiva Amar, he says, mishah shen yichayim lechiyos, that's from when it can't live anymore. Ask the Mai Benayu, what's the difference between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva? They both seem to say it's after the fish died. And Rabbi Yechani clarifies, no, dog mekarteik benayu, the difference is a flapping fish. The fish is flopping about, so it's still alive. However, there's a dry piece under its fins, which is at least the size of the sella coin. So even if it's thrown back into the water at that point in time, it's not able to live. So already now, the Rabbi Kiva considers it dead as even Makabel Tomas Eichlin, it could become Tamei. Whereas Beis Hillel says it has to be 100% dead in order to become Tamei. Now, once we're on the topic of fish, by Rav Chisda, he asks as follows, Noldu Bedogim Simani Trefa Mahu. Let's say a fish developed a simen of a trefa, for example, it got a hole in its intestines, which we know by a behema that that's a simen trefa. So what about by a fish? Do we say that since it developed the simen trefa, it's now considered a trefa and is able to mekabel tomas eichlin when it's alive, or maybe not? And we further clarify, this is a question according to both these manda amrim, which we had earlier on in the Masechta. One manda amr holds a trefa is able to live, one manda amr holds a trefa is not able to live. This is a question according to both of those. This is a question the manda amr, the trefa could live. Do we say that behema, who didn't fish a chiyusa, that a behema, it walks around on four, it has a lot of chiyus, a lot of vitality, a lot of life to it, so even though it has a simen trefa, it's not considered dead? Aval dogim, but fish, they don't have a lot of chiyus vitality to them. They die very easily. Loi, perhaps we don't say that, meaning perhaps the fact that it has a simen treif on it tells us that it's actually considered dead, and therefore it's makabel tomas eichlin. I don't, perhaps it's the other way around. Afilu man damar treifa ain echayo, even according to man damar, that a treifa animal is not able to live. Hanimilu behema, perhaps we only say that by regular behema, de yash bemina shchita. That's because its min has shchita. Really, its min has treifas, and therefore we say treifa ain echayo, it's considered treifa. Aval dogim, but fish, they don't mean shchita. There's no shchita by fish. There's no din of treifas by fish at all. Loi, we would say this doesn't apply, and therefore, even though it does have a simen treifa, it has a hole in the intestines, let's say, it's not considered treifa, in as much that now we would consider it dead in the mekabel tomas eichlin. So maybe that's the way we would look at it. And the Gemara concludes, teku. And then moving on to another discussion. Says the Gemara, hitila nefel. That's a mother animal, miscarry the child. So we have this dead baby animal in front of us. Of course, it's considered nevela, and one's not allowed to eat it. The main question, though, over here is, do we consider this that it has shame behema? It's considered a behema. Or maybe not. Perhaps it's not considered a behema. And we're seeing a moment this specifically in regards to its chelev. We know that the chelev of a behema is not only usher to eat, but a person's going to be chayev kares if he eats the chelev of a behema. So what about the chelev of this nefel? So Rabbi Yochanan says, chelbek chelev behema. The chelev of this nefel, this dead baby animal, is considered like the chelev of a behema, and if a person eats it, he's chayev kares. Whereas Rishon Lakishamar, he says, chelbek chelev chaya. Its chelev is like the chelev of a chaya. We know that there's no isser, it's 100% mutter to eat the chelev of a chaya, such as a deer. And obviously, Rishon Lakish does not hold that you're allowed to eat the chelev of his nefel. Remember, we said already that it's considered nevela and it's usher to eat. All he's trying to say is that a person who eats this chelev is not going to be chayv kares, rather he's just going to be chayv for eating nevela, which is a lower level chiyov. Now, if I explain the shita, so Rabbi Chelbek chelev behema heals the chelev of his nefel is like the chelev of a behema. That's because avira garim, the fact that it now came out into the air of the world, that causes it to be considered a behema. So its chelev is like the chelev of a behema. Whereas Rishon Lakshamer, he says that no, chelev chaya. The reason why it's considered like a chaya is because chadashim garmi or chadashim nami garmi, is also the fact that it reached full term. That causes it to be considered a behemoth. And since the mother miscarried the child, it wasn't full term, so it doesn't have a din of a behemoth. Now, Ikedamri, some say that this is the machlokes. Kol heichad loy kol chadashav loy klom hu. Everyone agrees that if this baby animal wasn't full term, that's nothing. It's not considered like a behemoth. Ki pligi, what's our machlokes? Heichad hoshit yade lumei behemoth. It's where a person put his hand into the mother animal, v'talash chilev shel ben tes chai, and he tore off a piece of chilev of the baby that was inside, which was a full term 9-month baby and was still alive. So here we don't have a problem of chadashim. It's full term. The only issue is that it hasn't yet come out. And v'achal ye that chilev. So Rabbi Yochanan says over here, chelbek chilev behemoth is considered like a behemoth. Why is that? Because chadashim garmi. It's simply the fact that it reached full term pregnancy, full months, and that caused it to be considered a behemoth, even though it's still inside its mother. There's a chiv kars for eating this chilev. Or Rav Shimon Lakshmar, he says chelbek chilev chaya. Its chilev is just like chilev chaya, not like a behemoth, and that's because chadashim ve'avira garmi. We have to have both months, meaning full term pregnancy, and it has to come out into the world. It has to be born in order for it to be considered a behemoth, and it wasn't born, so it's not the chilev behemoth. Now, Eser Rebbechon Rishim Lakesh, Rebbechon Asrish Lakesh. And over here, this brisa that he's going to be quoting is actually picking up in the middle of the brisa. It's talking about the following. We know that certain parts of a carbon have to be burned in the Mizbeach, and in many cases, the chilev uklayos, fats and kidneys, are included in that. So the brisa discusses, what about if a female shlomen was shechted and a fetus was found inside? Do we also have to bring the chilev uklayos of the fetus on the Mizbeach? So here, the quote of the brisa brings an answer based on a comparison to an asham. What does the brisa say? Ma chilev shtei klayos omers ba'asham. Just like when it says chilev and shtei klayos by an asham, mutz mechlal shlil. That's excluded, that's removed from the din of a shlil, which means if a fetus is found inside an asham, its chilev and klayos do not need to be brought on the Mizbeach. And why is that? So really, this is a trick question, because actually, in possibility, an asham has to be a male, so it can't have a fetus inside. So of course, the din of chilev and shtei klayos don't apply by the shlil of an asham. So avkol, so to all other karbonos, mutz mechlal shlil, they're excluded from the din of shlil, meaning even when we have a carbon shlamim that could have a fetus inside it, the chilev of that fetus does not have to be brought on the Mizbeach. So now says Rabbi Yechon Teresh Lakesh, Bishlam Lididi, this is all good according to me, Hayu De'Isr Cholim Ute, that's why we have to have a pasik excluding the chilev of the shlil, that it doesn't have to be brought on the Mizbeach, and that's because I hold that even though the shlil, the fetus, is inside the mother's stomach, since it's full term, it's considered its own entity, and in regards to the chiv kares, its chilev has a din of chilev, so that's why we have to have a pasik that tells us that the chilev doesn't have to be put on the Mizbeach. El Chabad according to Yerush Lakesh, Amai Ischech, what do you need it for? Anyway, you say its chilev is not considered chilev, so why would you have to have a pasik that tells you you don't have to put the chilev on the Mizbeach? So Amar Leir, Rish Lakesh responded to him, Tamin Dinami Vahacha, my svar is actually learned from there. In other words, Rish Lakesh is telling Rabbi Yochanan, I learned from the fact that the pasik tells us that the chilev of the fetus doesn't have to put on the Mizbeach, it must be that that doesn't have the regular din of chilev. Memel, if one eats it, he's not chayav kares. Now, Ikedamri, some say that it was the other way around. Eser Rishim Lakesh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakesh was the one that asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan. He brought the brisa saying, Ma chilev shtei klayos omers ba'asha mutz mechlal shlil, afkal mutz mechlal shlil. And Bishlam Ledi, this is good according to me, says Rish Lakesh, Mishom hachi miyat rachmana. That's why the Torah is ma'itit. The Torah is telling us it's not considered chilev and was not chayav kares for eating it. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that if one is chilev from a fetus, he is chayav kares, so it's considered regular chilev, lekarev. It should have to be put on the Mizbeach with its mother's chilev. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, you're technically right. However, mi dehav mechusar zman. The reason why the chilev is not put on the Mizbeach is because mechusar zman. Mechusar zman literally means it's lacking time. In other words, it's premature. The Torah tells us beferosh that a baby animal is not to be brought as a karbon until it reaches its 8th day after being born. Up until then, it's called mechusar zman. It's premature, and that's the reason why the chilev of the baby animal is not chayav to be put on the Mizbeach with its mother. That's because it itself can't be a karbon, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Reish Lakesh. Going back to discussing Ben Pakua, Amar Bami, he says, Hashachas a treifa umatuba ben tes chai. If a person shechs an animal which is a treifa, but he finds inside of it a ben tes, a fully developed fetus which is alive, good old classic case of Ben Pakua. So ledivrei ha'oiser matir. So according to the one who asers, meaning according to Rav Meir of our Mishnah, who says that a Ben Pakua tes chai has to be shechted, meaning he asers it until it's shechted. So he matters this animal because even though its mother was a treifa and the mother couldn't be eaten, the ben tes chai, this Ben Pakua, is not considered to be part of its mother, so it's allowed to be eaten. Or is ledivrei ha'matir oiser? According to the one who matters, he asers in this case. Rabbi Huda, the previous Mishnah, holds that a Ben Pakua ben tes chai doesn't need to be shechted because it was matter through the shechita of its mother. Well, over here, since the mother is a treifa, that means the Ben Pakua is also aser. However, Rav Amar, Rava says ledivrei ha'matir nami mutter. Even according to the one who's matter, Rabbi Huda, even in this case, the Ben Pakua is mutter. Why is that? Because dal simanim achshu be'rachmana, the Torah matters for simanim, and we already explained this term in the previous daf. This means that there's an option of shechting for simanim. The mother's two simanim could be shechted, and that matters the shechita of the baby. Or in this case, where the shechita, the mother is not going to matter the child because the mother's a treifa, not a problem. We could still shech the two simanim of the baby of the Ben Pakua, and that's also perfectly fine. That's what we mean by four simanim. Now, Rav Chizur says similarly, Hashech is a treifa, matzav ben tes chai, shech an animal which is a treifa, and he finds a fully developed 9-month fetus inside, which is alive. Good old Ben Pakua case, ayin heim on top, ton shechita, it requires requires shechita, v'chayv Israel chayim v'keva, and it's chayv in the den of Israel chayim v'keva. We know that anytime a person shechts a regular animal, not a carbon, just an animal for a barbecue or Shabbos tikchalin, he has to give three parts of the kayin, Israel chayim v'keva, and so this ben paku over here has a din, Israel chayim v'keva, those parts have to be given to the kayin. However, v'meis, if this ben paku dies without shechita, tarma l'tam v'masa, Rashi actually takes out the word b'masa, meaning when this ben paku dies without shechita, it is not tummy, it's not nevela. That's because the shechita, the mother, was metaret. Same way that we say, by a trefa itself, the shechita's trefa metaharas midei nevela, so too the shechita, the trefa mother, was metaret's ben paku, a child from nevela. Now, Amalei Rava, really Amalei Rabba, he asks us as follows, what you're saying seems to be contradictory. Ton shechita, keman, kremeir. You're saying this ben paku requires shechita, who's that like? It's like kremeir. But then you say, vimbeis, tarmalatam, masa, that if it dies, it's now tahar, it's not considered nevela, keman, who's that like? Kirabanon, it's like the rabbanon, that the shechita of its mother was metaret. What's going on? You can't pick both sides of the argument. So Chiz responds to him, "Tamech, but according to you, Hadutan Rebchia, what about the brides from Rebchia that says the same thing? Hashaych is a treifa, mazu ben teschai, ton shchita requires shchita v'chayv Israel v'chayim in keva, but v'meis v'dais tarmel tam v'masa. And here as well, ton shchita keman, who'd that be like Rav Meir? And v'meis tarmel tam v'masa, who'd that be like Rabbanon? So how do you answer that brisa? So Rabbi responds to him, "Holikash, that's not a question. Rebchia, the way that he's talking about is im kvar mitzoy meis ka'amar. He's really talking about a situation is that if when the mother animal, which again was a treifa, was shechted, and when they opened her up, they found that the ben pakuah was actually dead. That's what it means. Kfar mitzoy meis. It was already found dead. So then it's not metame because the shechita of its mother was metare from nevela. So now the rabbi flips the question back. El didcha kasha. But according to you, it's problematic. You still haven't answered how you're able to take both Rav Meir and the chum shita. So Rav Meir responds to him. Lidi namile kasha. Even according to me, it's not problematic. Dal siman machshir berachmana. I really hold like the rabbanon, but the retire was machshir for simanim. Namely, when the two simanim of the mother were shechted, that helps in as much to be metare it mide nevela. But then we also have the two simanim of the ben pakua itself, so if a person wants to eat the ben pakua, he would have to shecht it. And therefore, I'm not taking from Rav Meir here and Rabban there, I just hold like the Rabbanon. Now, continuing to discuss this, Kisalik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkeche Rebbe Asi, that's a proper girsa, not Lirabasi, because that would mean that Rav Zeira found Rav Asi. The girsa is Rebbe Asi, the Rav Asi found Rav Zeira, to Yosef Ka'am Relay Hashmaitza, he was sitting and saying this over, and Amrali told him, Yasher, what you're saying is good. V'china Rav Yechanan, this is what Rav Yechanan said. So Rav Zeira asked him, Mechal de Paul Gar Rav Shem Lakish, that's Mashma, the Rav Shem Lakish argues with him. So Rav Asi responded to him, I can't tell you whether or not Rav Shem Lakish argues with Rav Yechanan, it's because Masha Avashayle Vishasakle. Rav Shem Lakish had a custom, when he heard Rav Yechanan say something they didn't agree to, he would wait an hour or two, he would be quiet and not say anything, and I left the base medrash by then, and so I didn't hear Rav Shem Lakish's response, so I don't know if he actually argues with Rav Yechanan. Was Vegad Amri, some say that this was Rav Asi's response, Mishta Avashasi Vishasakle. The Rav Shem Lakish was drinking at that point in time when Rav Yechanan said what he did, and that's why he didn't respond, and I left the base medrash before Rav Shem Lakish responded, so I don't know if Rav Shem Lakish actually argues with Rav Yechanan. We now go on to explain the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Aymer Afilu V'chulu. Rav Shimon Shazuri had said that if the ben pakua is walking around, it's 5 years old, it's plowing a field, no problem, you could eat it even without shechita. Ask the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama, isn't that the same thing as the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the ben pakua doesn't require shechita? What's the difference between him and Rav Shimon Shazuri? And so Arav Kahane answers, Hifres lagavi karka gebenayu. The difference is, if it was hifres, if it put its parasis, it put its hooves on the ground, that's a nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a ben pakua that's alive doesn't require shechita only in as much as it didn't stand up yet. But the moment it stood up, since it looks like a regular animal, we have to shecht it, simply so that other people don't get confused, because if you don't do that, they're going to see you taking a regular animal, they're not going to know it's a ben pakua, so they're going to think you're taking a regular animal and eating without shechita. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment it puts its hooves on the ground, already that's going to be chayvin in shechita. But according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, no, even if ben pakua is walking around, no problem, you don't have to shecht it. Here the Gemara inserts something that seems to be not related. Amar Sharshi tells us, L'divra Amar Chayshin L'Zera Av, according to the Manda Amar, they were chayshish for the father Zera. The baby animal is born, halachically it follows not only its mother, but also its father. So ben pakua abal behem mal yasa, havlat ein le'takana, a male ben pakua that mated with a regular female animal that's not a ben pakua, its child ein le'takana, there's no way to eat it, and that's because, as we'd explained a number of daf ago, an animal is matar through shechita of both of its simanim. The problem is, the child of this ben pakua is considered to already have had one of its simanim shechted due to the fact that its father was a ben pakua, so since his father doesn't require shechita, it doesn't require shechita, that means one of its simanim is already considered shechted, whereas its second simen, which is so to speak coming from its mother, does require shechita, and we know that shechita of just one simen on an animal is invalid, so therefore this child of the ben pakua father and the non-ben pakua mother is not able to be eaten at all. Now going back to our discussion regarding a ben pakua that walked around and whether or not requires shechita, Amar Abaye Abaye says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, Bakalut ben pakua shemutter. That if our ben pakua was a kalut, it didn't have split hooves, its hooves were connected together, which we already discussed as animal previously, that's mutter without shechita even though it walked around. In my time, why would that be? Why would we agree to that? That's because Kol Milsa de Tamiya, anything which is a wonder, it's wow, that's a big chedesh, Midkar de Chiri La'inchi, people are going to remember it. So if people see you eating a kalut without shechita, you're going to say, ah, it's because of kalut ben pakua, and they're not going to say that you're allowed to eat regular animals without shechita. Now, Kedami, some say that Amar Abaye Abaye had said, HaKol Maitim, everyone agrees, Bekalot ben Kaluta ben Pekuha, Shemotar. That it's only if this animal is a Kalut and its mother was a Kaluta, and again, this animal they were talking about is a Ben Pekuha, only then it's allowed to be eaten without shechita. And my time, why would that be? That's because Trei Tamehi, Midkir Dechiri Inshi, two very unique, surprising, wondrous things, such as a Kalut ben Kaluta, which is also Ben Pekuha, people are going to remember and they're not going to be mistaken thinking that other animals don't require shechita. Now, what's up, Sak? So, Amar Zeir Amar Chanina, Halacha Kabshim Shazuri, the Halacha is like Kabshim Shazuri, that a Ben Pekuha is allowed to be walking around, plowing your field, doing whatever, moving and eating hay, and you could eat it without shechita. Matir is not only Ben Pekuha itself, but also the child of Ben Pekuha and its grandchild till all generations. In other words, if you were to start a farm with two Ben Pekuhas, mother and father Ben Pekuha, and you were to have a child and they would continue having children, and everyone comes from those original Ben Pekuha parents, none of them require shechita whatsoever. He says, Hu Matir, the Ben Pekuha itself is Matir, Ubenoi Asr, but the child of Ben Pekuha is Asr without shechita. Now we have a story. Ad Bar Chavu, Havalei Ben Pekuha, Denofel Duva Ale. He had a Ben Pekuha that a Duva, Rashi's Gir says Diva, which is translated as a wolf, it fell on it and it made it a trefa. It was gonna die. Also, came to Ravashi, came to Ravashi. Amalei Ravashi told him, Zil Shachte, go and shecht it. So Amalei told him, but Amar Zairi, Amar Chanina, Alach Krabshim Shazuri. Zairi said, Shem Chanina, Alach Krabshim Shazuri doesn't require Shechita. And Rechan Rabshim Shazuri, Matir, Bimnoi, Bembenoi, Yatsev Kal Darais. And Rabshim Shazuri himself, Matir, not only Ben Pekuha, but also his child and his grandchild to the rest of all generations. And Ophila Rabbi Yechanan, like Amar, and even Rabbi Yechanan only argued with this, El Benoi, only in regards to the child of Ben Pekuha, Aval Ihu, Loi. In regards to Ben Pekuha itself, Rabbi Yechanan agrees that it doesn't require shechita, so why tell me that I have to shecht it? So Amalei told him, Rabbi Yechanan did Rabbi Shimon Shazuri ka'amar. Rabbi Yechanan was just saying that in shechitas Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but not that Rabbi Yechanan holds like that, and that's why you still have to shecht it. Adafel continued asking him, but va'amar Ravin bar Chanina, amar Ula, amar Chanina, that halacha Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that halacha Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and v'loi not only that, elakol makam shishan Rabbi Shimon Shazuri mishasenu. Anytime Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is taught in our Mishnah, and actually it's not just in Mishnah, it's anytime we have Rabbi Shimon Shazuri being taught, halacha kamaisa, halacha is like him. So how can you tell me I have to shecht it? So Amalei responded to him, I hold like the following memra, not the way that you just quoted it. I hold different. Rabbi Yonasan said, Halacha Rabshim Shazuri, b'mesukin b'trumas ma'aser shel demai. The halacha of Rabshim Shazuri, only in the case of mesukin and trumas ma'aser of demai, but not in other cases. And that's why I paskin that you have to shech this animal. Now let's explain what this means, mesukin and trumas ma'aser of demai. So mesukin, what's this case? Then we have Mishnah. Barishan originally, how you Emily used to say, Hayotze b'kailer, if a person's going out in chains, he's about to be killed by the king, by the government, whatever it is, v'amar, and he calls out to people who are nearby, Kisu Gelishti, write a get for my wife, but he never said write it and give it to my wife, and that's a very important thing when it comes to getin. You have to tell your shliach write it and give it, but he didn't say give it. Haril yichlu v'yitnu. They could still write and give it because we attribute it to the fact that this fellow is so furblungent, his mind's all vimbulbul, he's about to be killed, so that's why he didn't say tenu, but of course he wants to have the get given to his wife. But then chazulam, they said afam afarish, even somebody who's going on a sea journey vayotz b'shayara, or if he's going in a caravan through the deserts, even in this situation, if he tells people write a get and he forgot to say give it, we can still give it. He added on, Afa Mesukin. Even a person who's Mesukin, he's very sick, he's gonna die. So even that person, we say that his mind isn't fully about him, and that's why he forgot to say Tanu, but he really meant to say Tanu, and that's why we could give the get to his wife. So that's member number one of Rosh Shazuri, and Trumas Meister Shel Demai, what's this case? So let's just give a little bit of an introduction. We know that Demai is produce that came from an Ama Aretz, and there's a Chashash that Ama Aretz did not take off proper Meisteres, which means he also didn't take off Trumas Meister, and that has to be given to a Kayin. So when the person has this Demai produce, he has to make sure to take off 1/100th of it, and that's for the kohen. That's the trumas meiser of demai. So now that we know that, then now the Mishnah tells us trumas meiser shel demai shechazur lim kaima. Let's say this fellow separated trumas meiser from demai, and then it fell back into its place. It fell back into the bucket he just took it out from. And now the problem is we have meduma. We know that truma or trumas meiser, they have the same din. They're only bottle 1 in 100, but this was just one part taken out of 100. So that means that it fell 1 into 99, and so it's not bottle, and that's going to be a huge loss for him if he's not able to eat all of this, and he would have to give everything to a kohen. So Rishim Shazuri says, no problem. Even during the week, he can go to the Amaris that he got this from and ask him, did you take off Meiser? And if he said that he took off Meiser, you could trust him and eat it. Now, the reason why he's saying Af Bechol even during the week is because there's a unique din regarding Demai, specifically on Shabbos, that if a person has Demai on Shabbos, he clearly forgot to separate the proper Meisters before Shabbos. So he's allowed to go to the Amaris he had gotten this produce from on Shabbos and ask him, did you take off Meiser from this? And if the Amaris says yes, he could trust him. And that's because of Kavod Shabbos. Rishim Shazuri's chiddush over here is that even though it's during the week and it's not Shabbos, still because it's Trumas Meiser of Demai falling back into the original basket, we can rely on what the Amaret says. And this is the second memo that we follow Rosh Shazuri with. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the brand new Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.